Well, I was here last year. I came back because it was aptly named Awesome Con. No, it really was. I mean, the people around D.C. and in Virginia and everywhere they came in, it was just a family affair. People were dressed up and just having a ball. The panel was packed. I do like a panel every day where people come in and the audience gets to ask their questions. And it was just fantastic. I had a great time.
If it wasn't awesome, they would have to change the name. But it lives up to the name.
It'd be like Semi-Awesome Con. Like, it could have been Awesome Con. It was, yeah.
Which roles of yours do most people at these events come up talking to you about?
You would think it would be Samwise Gamgee, but it's actually the Goonies, I would say.
Really?
I would say more people talk to me about the Goonies and is there going to be a Goonies sequel, and yeah. Goonies was my childhood. And
yeah. Let's talk Rudy a little bit.
Okay.
Now that you've had some time away from it and just have, you know, seen how inspirational it is, you know, AFI 100 Cheers list along with your mom's miracle worker.
You want what you do to mean something to people. You want to make a difference. So I'm Rudy. Like, right. You're Rudy. And right. When I wasn't the most talented baseball player,
right.
But I wanted it.
Yep.
I wanted it so badly. And there's a line in the movie. He says, my dad always told me that having dreams is what makes life tolerable. You set your goal. You set your dream. You decide what your ambition is. If you want to learn a language, if you want to travel somewhere, if you want to have kids, if you want to, whatever it is, you know, fight for it.
You fought for it, and boom, an all-timer trilogy with Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings.
I don't think that I even conceptualized that 15 years later, having people just binge-watching the movies, they'll come up and they're bleary-eyed, and they're like, I just watched the whole trilogy yesterday. You're like, that's 12 hours. They'll ask you to do like a line from the movie. You know, there's some good left in this world, Mr. Frodo. And you do that while you're holding somebody's hand and they burst into tears.
You got to go out to Awesome Con. Your own chance to cry, shaking his hand.
Yeah. There's no expectation that you cry.
You must cry.
But it's entirely possible that you say something that'll make me cry.